It can be said that mothers always have our best interests at heart. They love us and make untold sacrifices for us. The love a mother holds for their child is about as close to unconditional love that we humans can achieve. Of course, no human mother is perfect. But whatever their flaws and shortcomings might be, most mothers do love their children in a profoundly deep and unconditional way. Whether you see it or receive it, remember that it is a reflection of the unconditional love our Heavenly Father has for us. Although the Bible generally portrays God with masculine imagery, it also uses maternal imagery. In Isaiah 66, verse 13, we are told that God says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." And in Luke 13, 34, Jesus speaks from a maternal point of view as he laments Jerusalem's rejection of him. "How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing." One of the last things Jesus did before he died on the cross was ask a friend to look after his mother. The Gospel of John tells the story in chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. In spite of his own agony, Jesus was concerned for his mother. He asked his close friend to see that his mother would not be left with no one to provide for her. By doing this, he set us an example. And let me encourage you to follow his example. In the United States, as well as other countries, we celebrate Mother's Day. Here in the U.S., we owe its origins to the work of Anna Jarvis. After her own mother died, who she was very close to, she felt there should be a day to celebrate all mothers. In 1914, she organized a letter-writing campaign that resulted in President Woodrow Wilson proclaiming the second Sunday of May to be Mother's Day. I realize that Mother's Day is not a God-ordained celebration, but 100 years later, for all its commercialism, Mother's Day is still a good thing. This year, remember to let your mother know how special she really is. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.